Benson Community Gardens. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. And that's a quote from Emily Dickinson. We see hope in the cornflowers and poppies that are blooming despite the crazy weather that has blown hot and cold with rain and drought. We see hope in our tender nurturing of plants such as courgettes and cucumbers, potatoes and beans that have needed help to survive the cold. They emerge into summer holding their own, but not without our care and attention. Recently, while pottering on the allotment, an elderly woman walked by on the path between us and the old cuckoo pen. She said, "Did you see the injured pigeon on the path?" I had not seen it hiding in the grass, and to be honest, was not overly concerned, for a bird that overpopulates the allotment, looking for opportunities to creep under the netting to crop on the fruits. She returned about half an hour later with a small box. She scooped up the injured bird in her cupped hands and said, "Now let's get you home and see if you can recover." It was a lesson for me to recognise that we all have a place on this earth and kindness is not ill spent. Being in a community space gives opportunity to learn from others and enjoy company. It is wonderful to see the old cuckoo pen being transformed by three young women. They have worked so hard and cheerfully clearing debris, brambles, rubble and old ground covers. They found a fox skeleton that had been trapped by old barbed wire in the undergrowth. They also told me that a new fox has found a home here. It has been a difficult work, but it brings us another moment of hope and anticipation for a new community space between us and the brook. Richard and I have been away for a month from mid-May to mid-June. And at this critical growing time, the group has filled the gaps. Now that we have amalgamated with the library garden, it feels that we are even more robust as a team of collaborators. The concept of the community gardens is that no one person has full responsibility for the space, but we can all benefit. We had a presence at the Big Green Week at St. Helen's Church. It was on the day of our return from South Africa, and we shared wildflower posies and enjoyed being a presence there. You can see more on our Benson Community Gardens Facebook page. Please come down and see what's going on, enjoy a wander around, pick some herbs or just relax with nature while on a walk. We always welcome anyone who would like to be more actively involved in the space and come to do a little weeding or watering. You can get in touch with us at bensoncommunitygardens@gmail.com, and that's signed by Bridget Hess.